My warm greetings and love in the Lord Jesus as we unite our hearts together today in prayer. We pray because it is the highest privilege man can know to commune with God, to have fellowship with God, to ask Him as well as to praise Him. And so this morning I want us to consider this wonderful promise from Scripture. Ask and receive. Many years ago, I read a book on prayer entitled Ask, Receive. And it seemed so simplistic, so shallow. The very thought that we could ask and expect God to answer. I began to read the book with considerable skepticism. But as I read, my heart was very warmed. And I began to realize the truth of what was being communicated in this book. We have not because we ask not. We have not because we do not pray according to the will of God. The Scripture clearly teaches that if we ask anything according to God's will, He hears us and He answers us. The only reason we have not is because we ask not, or because we're not on praying ground. I am presupposing today that each one who is hearing this message has a pure heart before God, no sin unconfessed, filled with the Holy Spirit, abiding in Christ and His Word abiding in you. With that promise, you know, as Jesus said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. So it is simply a matter of claiming that promise. You remember Philippians 2:13? It is God who worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. As you walk in the Spirit, drawing upon the inexhaustible resources of the living God who dwells within you, He will tell you what to pray for. Oftentimes, as I'm praying, I will pause and say, now, Lord, what do you want me to pray for? And in my mind, and sometimes on sheets of paper, I make lists of the things that He tells me He wants me to pray for. And so, as I pray, I know that the God who impressed me to pray for that specific thing, or that particular event, or this particular person, will also go before me and answer that prayer. We have not because we ask not. Ask and ye shall receive. I could say that over and over again 1,000 times so that it will be stamped on the tablet of your memory, never to be forgotten. We have not because we ask not. Assuming, of course, that we are on praying ground. We cannot ask God for too much. Make a list of all the things that concern you in the Christian life. Those things that trouble you in the lives of your fellow Christians, or as you are concerned about non-believers. Make a list of those, and as the Holy Spirit enables you, name names. Pray specifically for salvation. Pray specifically that they will be filled with the Spirit. Pray specifically that they will become soul winners. Pray that those who are in need of finances will have financial provision. Pray for the poor by name, and orphans by name, and widows by name, and ask God to minister to their needs. Pray for the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers. In a previous message, I've talked about the importance of making a list of 10 Christians whom you believe God would have you claim for the fields of the world, here in the United States or in other parts of the world. Pray, for example, for 100,000 people to join the Agape staff. At least 1 million and more to join the Great Commission Army as volunteers and as associate staff. Pray specifically O Lord of the harvest, send forth laborers into this needy mission field. There are people around you who hurt, who are lonely, who are discouraged and defeated. Pray specifically for their needs. Recently, I ran across this poem that touched me deeply because I'm so busy, though I make many calls in the course of the average week to people who have lost loved ones or who are sick or having an operation or have had one or for whatever reason are hurting. But I do not do enough. And this poem touched me. Someday, it is entitled, Author Unknown. There's a loving letter I need to send. There's a visit I need to pay. There's a careless habit I hope to mend when I get time someday. There's a dusty Bible I mean to read. There's an hour I'll keep in prayer. And I'll turn each dream to a golden deed when I get time someday. I'll carry flowers to the sick and sad. I'll seek for those who stray. You may trace my steps, my heart's made glad, when I get time, someday. So we've thought and so we've said, yet how sad to relate, that busy with less important things, we've waited until too late. We'll never find the time, dear friend, to be kind along life's way, lest we thoughtfully and prayerfully make the most of every day. As you pray, you are helping those all around you who are in need. I need your prayers. There are many urgent matters that need solutions in this ministry. There are many financial needs for the university and for the Jesus films and the Here's Life World Centers. Prayer makes the difference. For example, as I've shared with you before, I go into some cities and I see phenomenal results when we speak and when we hold meetings. And then I go into other cities where little happens. And as I inquire, inevitably the difference is prayer. We have not because we ask not. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. Oh, what great privilege we enjoy as believers. Can we comprehend the magnificent privilege of going boldly into the presence of the omnipotent God, our Father, and claiming the resources of heaven in the name of Jesus, that name that is above every name, to whom God has given all authority in heaven and earth. So today, as you unite with other believers praying, make specific requests so that you will remember them. And as your prayers are answered, soon or long range, you will look back to the day when God impressed you to pray for a person, for an event, for funds, for the healing of a sick person or whatever. And you will give praise to God because He answered your prayers. I thank God for uniting my heart with yours, my prayers with yours, in believing our wonderful Lord who controls the affairs of men and nations, the laws that govern the whole of creation, and claiming the fulfillment of what He called us to do, which is to help fulfill the Great Commission, to help take the gospel as we work with other members of the body of Christ to every person in every community in every country in the entire world. Of course, we are only a part of His magnificent body, but we are to be faithful to that which He has called us to do and rejoice as He leads others to be a part of this harvest also. May God bless you, and as you ask, may you know the joy of receiving. We have not because we ask not. Make it your practice to be specific in prayer.